FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, and I'm Kerry Lutz. Hey, I told you a couple of weeks, oh, it's a week and a half ago, I was in Nevada. I was looking at a couple of our sponsor companies' projects, including U.S. Gold Corp. We were literally on the side of a mountain going up these, what were old goat passes. They've been widened a little bit. I mean, like, we're talking whiplash. We're like going over boulders and up and down, and we saw everything in the Keystone, the company's Keystone project. And Edcar, president, CEO, and director, is with us now with some news. And Ed, it's a good time to be a gold miner, a gold explorer, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And thanks so much, Kerry, for having us back on the show.
Sure. So we got some news. We got an interesting discovery on our hands.
We do. We put out a news release this morning talking about our Keystone 2019 drilling, and we're quite pleased with the results. Just to recap, we drilled at Keystone this summer, combination of core and reverse circulation RC holes. We had multiple different target areas identified. And remember that Keystone's a big project, a big piece of land. You were out there, you're talking 6.5 miles long, 3.5 miles wide, you know, 20 square miles, 12,000 acres, 650 mining claims. So there's a lot of area to cover. And, you know, the gold exploration business, we've been hard at work at this now for 3 going on 4 years at Keystone. Started out consolidating the district, did our mapping, did geochemistry, soil samples, geophysics, and this year was all targeted drilling, really trying to go for a gold discovery, getting into one of these high-grade feeder zones that can ultimately show where an economic-grade deposit could be. And today we announced those results. We're particularly excited about one hole was Keystone 1905RC in a brand new area that we call the Nina Skarn target area. And the interesting thing about this hole is it encountered some real nice gold intercepts, about 76 meters of significant gold intercept for us, including like 25, almost 26 meters of about 0.4 grams per ton. So even though this is not a world-class discovery hole, this is a very, very significant hole. It shows us there's much more than anomalous gold, and we know that there is a big epithermal gold system at work and also a skarn system here. So looks very, very prospective for us, Kerry, at Keystone.
And yeah, like you said, 20 square miles. The biggest problem you have is where do you drill and how do you find it? And you've got like so many potential targets there. I mean, I saw them myself, outcroppings, abnormalities, all sorts of indicators here. And it's really, you just have to go with the numbers and spread your holes around. And now you got to place a target where to go to next time.
That's exactly it. So we will now, after these drill results that we put out and we released, this is just the beginning of the gold exploration process. Our entire geological team and our exploration team and all of our outside consultants, we analyze these drill results. We go back over and look at the chips through the microscope. We also look at all of the prior historic drilling. We go back and we look at the geophysics, the gravity, the soil samples, and really try and target in now. We know what this Nina Skarn 1905 RC hole, this is a really, really good intercept. There was more gold in this hole than all of our prior drilling over the last 4 years at Keystone. So this is significant for us. We are on the edge of something. And these high-grade gold feeder zones, these massive world-class deposits, Kerry, they tend to be pretty small and compact. I always give the example, the analogy, I say, our project is the size of Manhattan Island, you know, in New York City. Mm-hmm. And a world-class gold deposit is the size of the Empire State Building. That's it. So you can fit a lot of Empire State Buildings into all of Manhattan. This drill hole tells us we have drilled into the halo, the outer band. When you have a high-grade deposit like the Empire State Building, well, we might have just put a drill hole in Times Square. We're close. You know, we're in the neighborhood. But do we go north? Do we go south, east, west? How far do we have to go? This process now is called vectoring, and we just have to vector in on that discovery success. So we really feel that we're first in goal, and we're going to put the football in the end zone, and we're going to score.
Yeah, and first and gold to go. And so it's getting cold there. I mean, it was so cold when we were there. I know I'm in Florida. My blood has thinned out, so we got to take a break. But, hey, you're going to use that time. It's going to be well spent to vector in on the best prospects here.
That's exactly it. And, you know, you were out there, Kerry. You saw it live and firsthand. A lot of people don't realize, number one, Keystone is mountainous. The average elevation out there is about 7,500 feet. It goes up even higher, 8,500 feet. The snows and the winter have already come to Nevada. So it makes those, you know, billy goat mountain roads that you were on inaccessible right now. So the next time we can really get out to the project to follow up on these results will be probably April to May 2020. But we have a lot of work to do right now and over the winter. This is when we really, really buckle down in our office. Ken Coleman, our project geologist, all of our outside contractors, our board, including guys like Tim Janke, you know, they put all of their experience to work. They look at these results. We get out the treasure map, and we're trying to find where X marks the spot right now.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, how excited were you when you got those results back?
I tell you, Kerry, you know, we've been at this for several years. So the real exciting thing for us would be 100 meters of 10 grams per ton, you know, world-class discovery like our northern neighbors. That's what they have up at Gold Rush, at Cortez Hills, ET Blue, even 4 Mile. This drill hole is certainly better than what we call in the industry a duster, you know, drilling a hole and having nothing. But all of us really want to get into that, you know, life-changing discovery. This is also an extremely challenging capital markets for all the junior exploration companies, including U.S. Gold Corp. You know, our stock is right down near a 52-week low, like a lot of other junior exploration companies are now. And you really need a world-class deposit. You know, you need to step up to the plate at Yankee Stadium and hit a home run with the bases loaded, a grand slam. Once you get something like that, you know, then the market really starts to take notice. So we are highly, highly encouraged with the results we put out today, but we all want to come with major discovery success. We all really believe, our entire technical team, that world-class deposits exist in our Keystone District.
And when you're looking at the Keystone District, as juxtaposed to the other deposits that you mentioned, it's the natural progression. It seems that, you know, the way Nevada works and the way these mines have been developed, it's like one after the other after the other.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it really is. And kind of almost when you look at it on a trend basis, they first discovered pipeline, then you cross over the valley, you go to the Cortez Hills deposit, which is a little further south. They discovered that. Then they went even further south, discovered Gold Rush, then ET Blue. And if you just keep kind of trending south, even down to southeast, you know, then you're on the Keystone Project. We are just 10 miles away. The geology looks extremely similar, if not identical. All of the signs are there that, you know, a world-class deposit is just lurking in the shadows. So we've got our work cut out for us. We've got a lot of work to do. And we are really committed to driving towards discovery success in a very methodical way.
Right. So obviously you're going to need some more capital for the next phase of the drill program.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is very, you know, indicative of this industry, junior exploration. We don't have revenues. We don't have cash flow. We're always, you know, burning money, especially in the exploration efforts to get towards that discovery success. I mean, we're still in pretty decent shape. We've got cash on the balance sheet where we can, you know, survive another year of operating expenses, no problem. But certainly at some point, we will need to come back to the market to fund future exploration efforts.
And the good thing is that the capital structure of the company is still very tight.
You know, we really are. And with my background in the capital markets, I've been so conscious of that. You know, U.S. Gold Corp has been around. We founded the company in February of 2014. We've raised about $38 million of capital so far since inception. And today we only have 23.5 million shares of common out. So we've really, really watched that. We don't like dilution like anyone else. Management and insiders own about 30% of this company. So we've really got a lot of our own money in this, and we'll continue to fund. I've bought stock out of the market. I will continue personally to participate in all of our future private placements. So I know, I really feel deep down in my soul that we're on the verge of greatness, and we're almost there. I would hope one, maybe maximum, two more capital raises away.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And this is clearly a case where management's interests are completely aligned with the shareholders.
Yeah, completely. You know, we have big equity positions in the company. All of us really want to move towards discovery success, really proving up a world-class deposit. And we know in the neighborhood that we're located in here with Keystone, you know, on the Cortez Trend, if we can prove up a major discovery hole, we're very, very confident there'll be a lot of people knocking on our door. And, you know, not to take away from our acquisition either that we just announced in September, we now have a second project on the world famous Carlin Trend called Maggie Creek. So two great projects in Nevada on two of the leading gold belts out there in North America.
Yeah, well, definitely exciting times. We wish you the best, of course. And hey, I should mention, in the interest of full disclosure, that I'm a shareholder in the company as well. I believe in what you're doing. And, you know, I might even add to my position, especially at these prices. The value is there, and couldn't be more excited for you, Ed.
Terry, thanks so much. We appreciate the interest. We appreciate the exposure and support. You know, continue to follow the company, watch these news releases going forward. And we're really trying to do our best every day for you and all the shareholders.
Okay, and that's always a good feeling. Hey, check out the website, usgoldcorp.gold. The ticker symbol on the NASDAQ, only on the NASDAQ, is USAU, currently trading at 76 cents, but with discoveries on the way, who knows how high it can go. Ed, really appreciate you stopping by. I know you've been super, super busy. Good luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.